朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请各位再翻回到诗篇第六十七篇。
So let's turn to Psalm chapter 67 again.
刚才我们所读的诗篇六十七篇就是犹太人在庆祝丰收的时候的一篇感恩的诗。
Yes, indeed. Psalm 67 was the time when the Jewish people were given their thanks to their Lord.
非常清楚的作诗的人代表整个犹太人一个蒙恩的心态写下了这一首诗篇。
Very clearly that the author of the psalm was on behalf of all the Jews to give thanks to the Lord.
在这个短短的七节的圣经里面，我们看见作诗的人给我们两个非常重要的一个提醒。
Although it's very short, only seven verses, but the author had two very important reminders for us.
这两个提醒跟感恩节有关系，跟我们的拆船月也有关系。
Both of these are related with the month of Thanksgiving as well as with the month of mission.
第一个我们在这里看见的诗篇的作者告诉我们神恩典的内容是什么。
The first point gives us the content of his blessing.
第二，诗篇的作者提醒我们神赐给我们恩典的目的是什么。
The second point, he showed us his purpose of giving us blessing.
让我们先看到底在这个七节的圣经里面神恩典的内涵是什么呢。
So let's look first, what is the content of his blessing?
非常明显的在第六节，作诗的人告诉我们说地已经出了土产。
So in verse 6, here clearly stated that the land will yield its harvest.
非常显明的，这个作诗的人为着上帝在丰富的供应里面，他从心里面献上感恩。
Very clearly, the author wants to give his thanks to the Lord because the Lord has provided.
记得去年在感恩节的时候，我曾经问弟兄姊妹两个问题。
I remember a year ago, I posed two questions to you.
我就问弟兄姊妹，在过去一年没有生过病的举手。
I asked for those who were never sick during last year, please raise your hand.
那么我们发现有几个人实在是身体健康，举着手说他没有生病，就看看很孤单，因为好像大多数人在一年365天里面都有一点小病，但起码都有。
A great majority had illness at least once.
然后呢，我又问，我说在你们中间这一年之内没有出过车祸的，请举手。
Then I ask again, any one of you had never had any car accident, can raise your hand.
那么发现这两种举手人都不多，所以证明一年之内的生病的、出车祸的啊，还是相当的多。
Many of us had at least been sick for once, but a few of us had car accidents.
但是当我问了这些问题的时候，我最后说，不管举手的、没有举手的，我们到了感恩节的时候，我们都应该感恩。
Whether you raise your hand for one reason or the other, or did never raise your hand, but we all wanted to be thankful.
没有生过病，没有出过车祸，当然要感恩。
You've never been sick, and you've never been involved in an automobile accident. Of course, you should be thankful.
你生过病，出过车祸，今天坐在这里，是不是也应该感恩呢？
Even if you had some problems in the past, but you are able to sit here to worship the Lord, that we also want to be thankful.
因为在你生病的时候，你经历了主的医治。
Because when you were ill and you experienced the Lord's comfort,
因为你在车祸里面有主的保守。
When during your car accidents, you were protected by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在求主帮助我们，让我们会有一个感恩的心。
So let the Lord teach us with a heart of thanksgiving.
中国人说知足者常乐也，我们越会感恩，我们就是一个喜乐的人。
And as the old Chinese proverb says, happy are those who are always satisfied.
我常常说，虽然这杯子是半空的，但是我们起码应该为半满的来感谢主。
Even though the cup may be only half full, maybe half empty, but we ought to be thankful for half full.
我们要为着身体的健康、丰衣足食，我们要感谢主。
We want to give thanks to the Lord because we're healthy, because we are never lack.
有一次在一个信徒的家里面，他们在吃饭，那么那个传道人就看见那个信徒家摆出来的饭碗。
So one day, when in the family, when they were having a meal, and they saw the bowl that was holding the meal, the dishes was holding the meal.
那个碗呢？它旁边烧了一首诗在那个碗上面。
On the side of the bowl, there was a poem.
那我不知道这个诗要怎么翻译哈，你们为他祷告。第一句话说：有人能吃没有饭。有人有饭不能吃，我今有饭又能吃，感谢天父的厚恩。一句一句来哈，有人能吃没有饭。
Some are able to eat but a lack of meal.
有人是有饭不能吃。
Some have abundantly with meal but are not able to eat.
我今有饭又能吃。
But today I'm able to eat and I have my meal.
感谢天父的大恩。
I give such a blessing, many thanks to our Lord.
甚至呢，每一次我们没有泄愤祷告，就读这四行字，我想对我们都有很大的帮助。
Such a point can also maybe used as our when we say in grace.
在第六节里面，我们清楚的看见，这个作诗的人有这样的一个心态，为着神在物质上面的享受，物质上面的供应，感谢神。
So the author of this psalm clearly giving thanks to the Lord for material providing.
不错，有人有饭，但是我能够这不能吃；有人也能吃，但是没有饭。我今天两样都有，我能够不感谢吗
？So some maybe wanted to eat but didn't have it, and some could have it but couldn't eat. But I have both.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起码为着神在这一方面的恩典，不要做一个忘恩负义的人。
So we should always be thankful for Lord's able to provide us.
但是这一首诗，如果你深入的思想的时候，里面会有一些值得我们被提醒的事情。
But again, even at such a simple point, it is also can serve as a reminder to us.
我把这个诗稍微改变一下，也能够代表许多人的心情。
If I turn this point around a little bit, can also be representative of human mental.
怎么改呢？我把它改成这样：有人能吃，没有饭。有人有饭不能吃，我今没饭又不能吃，生气上帝不给恩。
the same for the first two verses. That says, but today I have nothing, and although I cannot eat and I am not able, so I blame this to the Lord.
许多的时候，我们看见有好处来的时候，我们会感谢；但是等这些好处拿掉的时候，我们就完全忘记了神的恩典。不说，我们向我们的神挥拳头，表示我们的生气。
So sometimes we're able to give thanks because we're blessed, but sometimes when the blessing is gone, has left us, we turn our blame to our Lord.
为什么今天神的儿女会向上帝生气？
Why is it today that the Lord's children were turning against the Lord?
因为我们太容易把上帝的恩典把它物质化。
Because we can easily simply turn His blessings into materialism.
弟兄姊妹，请各位不要误会我的意思。
I don't want you to misunderstand me.
上帝可以用物质来代表他的恩典放在他的儿女的身上。
Yes, indeed, material things can be used to represent His blessing.
在第六节就很明显的告诉我们说，神已经让他的土让他的地能够出了土产。
Because indeed, on verse 6 says the land will yield its harvest.
但是如果回过头来看第一节的时候，我们发现这个享受土产的这个作诗的人有第一节的祷告。
Yet, if we start from the first verse, we see how the author of this psalm has a different thinking.
他说：“愿神怜悯我们，愿神赐福于我们，用他的脸来光照我们。”
He says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine upon us."
换句话说，这个作诗的人在这里向神求那个超物质或者非物质的那个祝福。
In other words, the first thing this person ask the Lord is something which is above material.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这样容许我再说一遍，今天神是会给我们一些物质的祝福。我们在旧约圣经里面看到很多这样的见证。
We see many testimonies in the Bible and see how the Lord blessed us with materials.
我们看见亚伯拉罕是一个证明，看见亚伯拉罕神大大的把那些牛羊、把那些丰富的田产、把许多的好处、物质的好处给了他。
We see how the Lord had blessed Abraham with much of the material possessions.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早上我愿意接着诗篇六十七篇提醒我们每一个人，在这个感恩节的时候，让我们懂得怎么样有深度的来感恩。
But I want to remind you again this in the month of Thanksgiving, how we can give our thanks to the Lord with the proper depth.
刚刚过的礼拜二是11月10号。
The last Tuesday was November 10th.
那么是家母离开我们回到天家刚好满一个月的时间。
It's a monthly anniversary of my mother's passing away from this earth.
我一个人就带了一束花，也带了我的圣经，到我们教会的墓地，到那边花了一段的时间。
I brought a bunch of flowers and my Bible. I went to the cemetery.
在一到那里的时候，我实在突然有一个很强烈的对家母的怀念。
As I arrived there, I had a strong emotion of missing her.
在过去一个多月甚至三四个月的时间，有许多的弟兄姊妹说：“哎呀，我们实在看见李牧师心里面有平静安稳的心。”
And through the last month, and perhaps even several months in the past, and how many of you have said that you could see the peace in my heart.
我愿意把荣耀归给主。真的，在过去这段时间。神给我一种说不出来出人意外的平安。
Yes, indeed, I want to give the glory to the Lord because the Lord has indeed blessed me with his peace.
那么在许多的地方，我觉得是神的恩典让我能够在这样一个苦难压力的里面，在弟兄姊妹面前证明一件事情，神可以把平安给我。
It is indeed his grace because it proved the fact even in this extraordinary timeThe Lord's peace is sufficient for me.
礼拜二，我一个人在那个坟墓那里，我痛哭了一场。
Yet last Tuesday, I couldn't hold back, and I cried out loudly.
我把心里面不可否认压抑在里面的一些痛苦，在神的面前痛痛快快地发泄出来。
Much of the sufferings, or much of the feelings in my heart.I poured out to the Lord.
虽然外面在痛哭，但是我心里面实在蛮有平安。
Although I was crying, but deep in my heart, I still experienced peace.
我愿意在这里顺便也向着在我们中间还有一些慕道的朋友做这个见证。
So I wanted to give you this testimony.
在风平浪静的时候讲信仰，这没有什么稀奇。
It is nothing special if you're talking about your faith in peacetime.
但是我们说人不如意的事情，人生不如意的事情十有八九，难免我们会遇到挫折打击的时候。
But most part of a person's lifetime is encountering difficulties.
在你那样受挫折，当你遇到苦难的时候，你会发现你的信仰是真的。
During the setbacks and during the time of suffering, it is also the time.You testify your faith.
将近一个钟头在那里的时间，我整理过去一段时间我自己的经历。
For about a whole hour, I was able to meditate upon my experience.
我想到一件事情，我在这里跟大家分享。
One thing came to my mind, I want to share it with you.
我想到上帝的慈爱，还有上帝的智慧。
It reminded me of the Lord's mercy and love and.His wisdom.
今天有许多的人知道上帝是爱。
Many of you understand the Lord is love.
但是我们知道上帝的爱是充满智慧的爱。
But you also should know that His love is love of wisdom.
在我们中间有许多做父母亲的。
Many of us are parents.
我们知道我们对儿女有爱。
We understand that we do love our children.
但是我们常常反过来检讨，我们发现许多的爱是愚蠢的爱。
But on the other hand, as we re-examine ourselves, we find much of our love may be foolish.
我们不是常常大声疾呼地骂完了孩子以后，回到房间心里很后悔。我们有没有这样的经验呢？
Many times after we scold our children, we regret about it.
证明我们的爱是不完全。
That proves the fact our love is not complete.
请弟兄姊妹不要误会我的意思，我不是怀疑你的爱的本质。
Do not misunderstand me. I never question your motivation of love.
我们是有这个爱。
Yes, indeed, we have the love.
但是我们的爱要从神那里来。但是我们更需要神给我们用智慧来平衡 我们对人的爱。
Our love need to be originated from the Lord, and more so, we need His wisdom to balance our love.
从人的角度，从物质的角度来看，我的母亲离开了我。
From a person's flesh eye, from the worldly view, yes, indeed, my mother has left me.
弟兄姊妹，让我大胆地这样说。
But I want to tell you this boldly.
因为我母亲回到天家。
Because my mother is now in the hands of the Lord.
在过去这一个月，有的时候我会很冲动，突然想到一件事情，我要拿起电话来，要跟我母亲打电话。
And I had this urge in the last months. I want to call my mother on the telephone.
我就突然想到我父亲的心情。
Then it reminded me how my father's are feeling.
我把我父亲带到 Boston 来的时候。
When I brought my father to Boston,
让他离开亚特兰大的那一个比较让他触景生情的环境。
So he was able to leave the Atlanta surroundings.
当他第一天晚上睡觉，第二天早上起来的时候。
And the very first night, after the first night, and when he woke up the next morning,
我进到他的房间去，跟他请安，然后跟他把窗帘打开。
So I entered his room to open up a shade in his room.
看见非常美丽的。这个秋天五彩缤纷的叶子就展现在那个窗的他的面前。
A very pretty, very beautiful, colorful foliage was presented in front of his window.
我听见我父亲情不自禁地说了一句话，回过头来对着床说：“妈咪，赶快起来看。”
I remember my father turned around and say, "Mommy, get up and look."
我站在那里听见他说这句话，我心里面有一种说不出来的感伤。也说不出来的感恩。
Yes, indeed, I feel very thankful, and I was also very moved.
那么过去一个月的时间，我一直有这样的感觉。
And I very often feel the same way throughout the whole month.
是的，在物质上，在看得见的这个世界里面，失去了一个我所爱，一个爱我的人。
Yes, indeed, in the eyes of this world, I have lost the one I deeply love.
但是让我大胆地说下面这句话。
But I want to boldly tell you this.
神的智慧是超过人的智慧。
The Lord's wisdom surpasses people's wisdom.
在神认为最好的时候把我母亲接去。
In the Lord's eye, he took my mother in the best time.
让我能够做一个更成熟的基督徒。
So I can become an even more mature Christian.
让我能够做一个各位更好的牧师。
So I can become a better pastor for you.
我十分的相信，这过去一个多月的时间，在灵性上我有相当的进步。
I'm deeply convinced my progress during the last month.
弟兄姊妹，这是个奥秘。
Yes, indeed, this is a mystery.
没有办法了解，没有办法解释。
This is something we just cannot explain with our words.
哪一个人喜欢自己所爱的人离开我们呢？
Who would like to let our beloved one to depart?
但是神的智慧却给我们看到，他把你所爱的拿去，却把那更好的来取代，赏赐给我们。
The Lord's wisdom is such that when He removes your most beloved, but in the meantime, He gives you tremendous grace.
弟兄姊妹，苦难不但使我们的灵命更成熟。
Suffering would not only make our grow more mature in spirit.
苦难使我们在这样一个受苦的环境里面，为主做有力的见证。
Suffering will also make us able to be a better testimony for Him.
弟兄姊妹，容许我从心里面说这句话。
Brothers and sisters, I'm speaking this from the deep bottom of my heart.
今天社会和教会的经济不景。
The economical recession in this society and also in this church.
弟兄姊妹，这是上帝的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace of our Lord.
我越来越往这一方面想的时候，我心里面越有这样强烈的感觉。
I'm deeply convicted by this direction.
神让我们进到这个房子里面来。
The Lord wants us to enter this building.
神让我们有这样的一个属灵的殿。
He led us to have this spiritual temple.
但是让我们在不景气的里面，使我们不骄傲。
So during the recession, we're never to be too proud.
如果我们今天进到这里，什么都顺利，什么都发达，什么都好，今天我们会谦卑的来到主面前吗？
If everything is going smoothly in our way, can we still be humble?
今天我们从教会的角度这样看，亲爱的慕道的朋友们，在你的苦难的环境里面，也有上帝奇妙的恩典在。
So if you are a seeker here today, and you should look at your life and see the Lord's grace in your life.
我不会忘记我在大学的时候曾经跟一个老先生到台北的监狱里面布道的事情。
I could never forget when I was a student how I went to the prison was an elderly person to preach the gospel.
那天我们进到的监牢是女监，就是只有女的妇女的监牢去布道。
It's a woman's prison.
她用国语讲道，我跟她用台湾话翻译。
So this elderly person, he was preaching in Mandarin, and I was translating it into Taiwanese.
Oh, 他在那里讲到的时候，越讲越有劲儿，越讲越激动。
So he got eventually got very excited during his preaching.
他就对着那些女犯人讲。
Then he was facing those women prisoners.
说你们知道你们为什么关在这里吗
？He says, "Why do you think you've been in prison here?"
我告诉你，因为上帝爱你们。
Let me tell you, it's because the Lord loves you.
马上下面有个女犯人说，上帝就不爱你，因为你不在这里。
Then the rebuttal was, the Lord must not love you because you are not in prison.
哎呀，我站在旁边跟那翻译觉得很不自在，因为我发现这句话我也说不出来，我翻不出来。
Because I found it very difficult to translate.
我怎么以一个自由身跑到受监禁的这些人，告诉他们你们关监牢是因为神爱你们。
How can I say that I'm the one who was a freedom, but tell the prisoner that you are in prison because of Lord's grace?
我真的那个时候不明白。
I just couldn't understand.
我现在慢慢明白这位拿老先生说的话。
But now I begin to see his point.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。